The issue at the meeting was whether the site evaluation committee had gone beyond what the legislature wanted when it ordered the body's reorganization. The issue was raised by the Joint Legislative Committee for Administrative Rules, which has oversight for such changes. The challenge was aimed at two regulations dealing with whether a project was in the public interest and whether there would be unreasonable adverse effects. SEC Chairman Martin Honigberg said the body hadn't done anything wrong.
With respect to the rules as we developed them, I think they are fully consistent with the legislative intent.
But the nine SEC members decided not to stand their ground, worrying if the Joint Legislative Committee pushed back hard enough, the rules might be completely eliminated. So they made them less demanding. Two state representatives who were among the sponsors of the bill that reorganized the SEC said they could live with the changes. Those changes now go to the Joint Legislative Committee. The committee could accept them or demand more modifications. For NHPR News, this is Chris Jensen.